I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
The NFL is on the ticket. We cap off a Sunday full of football with Sunday night primetime action. This Sunday night at 6:30, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens face Josh Allen and the Bills. Brought to you by Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, LifeGenics Institute, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Tomorrow, join Matt McLaren at Three Nations Brewing Company for the official beer launch party of September's P1 six-pack beer from 2 to 4 o'clock. Sample the brew, check out Three Nations Brewing, and join Matty Beers at Three Nations tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 4.
It is 5:40 from the Dallas Card Show. The Hardline is live at the Marriott in Allen today. They're here all weekend. You should come out here because this thing is huge. Now, it is Friday fun, and our friend Corby Davidson is reporting, and it is brought to you by
American Link Detection and Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Okay. Let's go live to Corby, who is walking the floor of the convention hall as we speak.
I am. So this is amazing. You guys can't see me, but I'm in the main room. It is a monstrous room. There is so much activity in here. So many human beings clamoring for the ultimate card. There's so many different tables. I'm not sure where to go. Let me ask this fella here.
Now, I've been to a couple card shows. Is it mostly ladies like normal?
Bob, let's see. Let me count. There's probably 1,000 guys in here.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, there are 3 women.
Okay. So you would categorize card shows as a sword fest.
I think so. Let's ask Rob from Card Sharks here. Rob, hey, we're with the Ticket radio station. I'm not sure where you're from or anything, but we're a local radio station. We're here to promote your big card show and all that. What's the most expensive card you have here? I see a Mike. Is that a Mike Trout for $4,000? What do you got?
Most expensive card would be the Tom Brady contenders. No, we have the Dak Prescott NFL Shield, $100,000.
What? Dak Prescott? Why is that so expensive?
That's the shield from his uniform.
Here, you seem to know what's going on with the Dak card.
It's his best card. It's his best card in existence.
Why is that?
It's his NFL Shield NTRPA.
It's a one of one?
One of one?
One of one. Best card in existence. Literal best card in existence.
Would you take $95,000 right now?
All right, if I gave you $95,000 cash, would you take it right now?
I would, yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Where's the ATM?
How about five right now?
Yeah, so does each individual player have a shield card like this, or do you have to be a certain level of player to have that?
Not everybody has a shield. You have to be in the set. Not everybody's in the set.
Okay. And how'd you acquire it?
I bought it from someone.
You did? What'd you buy it for?
I bought it for $85.
$85?
Okay.
So how long ago?
2 years ago.
Okay. So you've had it for a while? Where are you based out of?
I'm based out of New York.
All right. And so you travel. This is your gig. You travel around and do all this. So
does
how long
he know
you been
Shorty
here in Dallas?
DeFazio?
We've been doing the Dallas show for four years now.
Okay. All right. That's cool. And do you see all the same people at all the same shows, like the same setup?
A lot of the same people, but a lot of new faces also.
You get to hook up a lot? Is there a lot of ladies around here?
No, not at all. Unfortunately, very dry on the ladies, in the ladies department.
Well, man, that's, I mean.
Does he have any used panties?
There's a, okay, Dave, first off. I hate to break the news to you, but Shorty DeFazio isn't real. I'm having a conversation with my friends back here at the radio station. Okay, what if Dak is number one? And by the way, do you have Dak out here? Would it obviously it's more likely to sell here, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's the goal for you to sell. Is that your number one goal this weekend to sell that?
That would be massive. Yes,
number one.
Okay, so you're with Card Sharks, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's help this young man get himself one of one. For only $100,000, and he would take $95,000 right now.
Yeah, it's a soft 100.
Yeah, it's a soft 100. All right, well, good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cheers to you. Oh, sorry, big fella.
Man.
Just knocked over a kid. All right, here's a lady.
Oh,
madam,
hey now.
Are you here with children, or are you out scouring cards? Oh, you're with kids?
Absolutely.
Okay, are you into the card scene?
Not so much.
You're not, but your kid is?
Yes.
And you want to support your kid?
Absolutely.
Well, good for you. How much are you willing to spend here for your kid?
I've already spent it.
What'd you spend?
$80.
What did he get? Wow. What'd you get, big fella?
I split it between four.
Oh, well, what'd you get?
Nothing yet.
Oh, but you gave him the money.
Yes.
Okay, so you got $80.
Burning a hole in his pocket. Who's his favorite player? What is he looking
for? Yeah, who's your favorite guy? Who's your favorite player?
Max Meyer.
Who's that?
Baseball player for the Miami Marlins.
What you? Your favorite
Jeez,
player
Corby.
Is for the Miami Marlins? Are you from Miami?
No.
Or are you from Dallas and Fort Worth?
Yeah.
Okay, why are you a fan of his?
I just am.
That's pretty cool. You're a big baseball player? What position you play?
Batter.
You're batter.
DH.
Big.
All right. That's cool. All right. Well, good luck. Have fun with him, okay?
Absolutely.
Don't let him bilk out any more money either.
Yeah, don't let him cry.
Yeah, no crying. No crying. You got that?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right.
What do you think of Max Meyer, Corby?
God, you could have given me 8 million guesses on who Max Meyer is, and you guys too. So don't act like that you're big Max Meyer guys.
Dude.
Okay.
You talking about number 23 for the Marlins?
You have a computer right
Love
there.
Love him.
Shut up.
What a right-hander he is.
You're an idiot.
By the way, he spells it M-E-Y-E-R, not M-A-Y-E-R, if you are trying to look him up.
Is that like the hot dog, or is it opposite from the hot dog?
Hot dog?
We have him down.
That's opposite the hot dog.
We have him down as a major league record of 6-11. So that kid probably
is
the only
he
Max
is
Meyer.
The only Max Meyer fan in existence.
Okay, so let's see what's going on over here. Are you guys
be
good?
Uncle
with,
Max or something, right?
am I coming in loud and clear?
Yeah
you
great.
Sound great.
Okay, so let's ask these guys here. So hey, what's going on? Are you with this group here? You are. Let me talk to you real quick, man. No, I'll come over here. So, we're with a local radio station, so we're helping promote the event. Where are you out of? Where are you based?
Tampa, Florida.
Okay, so you travel around and do all this, like, week to week?
Yep, every week.
Very cool. So we just talked to a guy who said that his most expensive card that he has is a $100,000 DAC card. DAC, yeah, Prescott. Are you dealing with baseball? You got everything?
We have all sports.
Okay, so what is your most expensive card that you have here?
We've sold a lot of them today, but our most expensive card is probably, we've got a few, this Wembanyama is probably $35,000. I got a Babe Ruth card over here, it's really cool, for $30,000.
Now, what sport did he play?
Baseball.
you got a Wimby.
Yeah, really nice Wimby. Really rare. Got a really, really rare Caitlin Clark's, like $35,000.
Okay.
Panties?
No, I don't think that it comes with like a swatch of her panties, Dave. That's... Sounds kind of weird.
Has he heard of Max Meyer?
Have you heard of Max Meyer?
I have not.
Okay. Well, he's a Miami Marlin. You should know that, being from Tampa.
By the way, he had season-ending hip surgery in July.
Okay, so are you a Tampa sports fan?
No.
Here we go.
You're not? So you don't like worship Baker?
No, but I like Baker.
You like Baker. Baker's a great
guy.
Does
he have any Baker merch?
Carolina fan.
Do you have any Baker merch? It's probably too expensive to keep in the case.
Signed,
right?
Cheesecake Factory
really
menus.
Good. OU fans out there.
Yes. See, that's right.
Use
it's
rubbers.
All the OU people that like the Baker stuff, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's cool. All right. Well, good luck to you here. We're all counting on you.
He
Have
said
a good
he
weekend.
Had a Babe Ruth card and you didn't care.
Yeah. So what's the
it's Babe Ruth?
What's the Babe Ruth card? What is that?
It's auto. It's a really rare auto of his, a cut auto. It's $30,000. It's really
$30,000. Did you buy it recently?
Yeah, I bought it in the National Sports Car Convention in July.
So, do you have like, when you do these big sales and stuff or purchases, do you carry around a lot of cash with you?
Maybe.
Yeah, you do, don't you? You fly around with cash. That just seems incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, you just stay stay aware of your surroundings and travel. With the right people.
Does he pack heat?
Okay. Yeah, you pack heat. You're in Texas. You can carry whatever you want wherever you want.
Not on the plane. They don't like that.
Okay. Yeah, it is kind of a problem. All right. Well,
Do
good
you
luck,
know karate,
sir.
Karate, though?
Good luck.
Do you know karate?
It's very helpful in those situations, I'm told.
Is that Expo? No.
Boy, how many times?
What?
Turn around at a card show.
Whoops, sorry.
Is that a member of our ticket team?
Is that Creighton? Oh, my God.
They all have so many Creighton doppelgangers here.
I thought he was covering the game.
Admittedly, there's a lot of bald guys here,
let's
too.
See. Here's Kate. Kate's part of the staff. What do you do, Kate?
I am part of the marketing team.
Oh, so you may be the reason that we're out here with the ticket radio station.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. I might be.
Okay. But you're local?
I am local. I'm from Dallas.
Okay. Who do you work with? What's the marketing team?
I work with Dallas Card Show.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I thought you were with like an agency or something like that.
No. Yeah. So I work for Kyle at the Dallas Card Show.
Okay. So is that a full-time gig like year-round or are you doing something else?
It is. So I work full-time. I work at the shop when we're not doing shows. We have shows 6 times a year and then we also have shows all around the country. So I travel to them.
Oh, you travel?
I do travel, yeah.
Okay. How often are you out of town?
I just got back into town 6 months ago. So I'd say I've gone out of town twice. Two travel shows. One was in Nashville, and then we did one in Cincinnati. So I was at the Cincinnati show.
Meet a lot of dudes.
Is that hard on your relationship?
I'm single. It's not. It's good. I'm young, so I enjoy the travel.
A lot of hot dudes here.
I enjoy learning about the card industry. But it's been good. Yeah.
Now, do you find it's a good place to pick up guys, like a lot of hot guys?
I would definitely not fish in these ponds.
A lot of frogs?
No, why not? I mean, these guys seem nice enough. They just like cards and stuff and collectibles and their moms.
Their moms. I find that the general lack of use of deodorant is a big turn off.
Now, Kate, you're not doing a real good job.
Yeah, you work for the company.
The Dallas Card Show is the best in the nation. We put it on better than anybody else. We've been called the mini national 6 times a year. So Dallas is a big deal.
I love. Look at all these people that you got to come here.
It would be a great promotion if they handed out deodorant at the door.
I'm not sure about that.
So why not next year you guys hand out little sticks of deodorant to each of the participants?
We were thinking about doing some little DCS graded like deodorant sticks. We might have to get that in action for the next show.
Graded. Did you go to high school around here?
I was actually homeschooled my whole life. So, yeah, I was in Fairview. So I would have been in Lovejoy School District. So I'm very local.
So why did you go? Why'd you get homeschooled?
My mom, she just decided she didn't like the public education system. So she put me and my three brothers through, which is
same.
So you're not vaxxed?
Wow, that's kind of cool. Like, is she like a hippie or is she on the other side of things?
Definitely probably pretty hippie. She's a crunchy mom.
I like it.
Yeah. Shout out to her. She's the best.
Did you go to college?
I'm in college right now, so I'm in school online.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah. So you got a job, you're working, you're successful, it seems like.
Make your own patchouli.
Let's see where it goes from here.
This is what a great catch. How old are you?
I'm 20.
20? Wow, that's great. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Here she goes.
Oh, she got to meet the snake.
Number one!
Honor for her. I don't fish in these ponds. Demoralizing and degrading.
Graded deodorant is a funny line, yeah, too. Yeah. Oh, that's
go in one of these side rooms. Find us one more high-priced piece of memorabilia.
All right, so there's cases, and then there's like really, really ornate cases, which I believe we have here. Sir, madam, can I talk with one of you? We're with the radio station here. We're trying to promote your stuff. Oh, you're eating Chick-fil-A. I understand. How about you? So you're with the card shop, where at? Well, like, where are you based out of, man? Oh, you don't want to talk? Do you want to talk? We're just trying to help you out.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up? Where are you from?
Princeton, Texas.
Okay. All right. So what you guys, is your shop in Princeton, or do you have a shop?
We don't have a shop. We operate mainly off of eBay, Instagram, and, coming to these shows like this.
Okay. So this is your full-time gig, though?
Full-time gig, no, sir.
No? What, is just a hobby?
This is just a hobby, yeah.
Okay, so do you have, like, something that you really, really want to get rid of here? Like, something that you really want to sell?
I'd really like to get rid of my set of my XY Evolutions ETBs that have both Charizard and Blastoise on it.
What?
That'd probably be the one that I'd...
Okay, that's a lot of nerd talk.
English?
What does that mean? What does that mean? Is that Pokemon?
They're Pokemon cards, yes.
Okay. Okay, so who do you typically sell Pokemon cards to? Is that kids? Women? Models?
All the above.
All of the above?
That's okay. Not true.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This guy has all Pokemon, but like a couple of Justin Herbert cards mixed in. Have you sold anything yet today?
Oh, yeah. We've been moving a lot of stuff here. A lot of Pokemon. He's a Chargers fan, so we had a lot of Chargers stuff that was moving today in anticipation for the game tonight. Outside of that, I mean, we're basically mostly Pokemon, so it was a lot of... A lot of movement.
What's the rarest Pokemon?
Yeah, what's the rarest Pokemon card that's out there? Like, what would the best Pokemon card go for? Like, if there was a Honus Wagner Pokemon card?
It's got to probably be the Charizard, you know, first edition PSA 10, and I couldn't even tell you what that would be going for.
Ballpark. Just give me a ballpark. Like, it was Pokemon cards. Are they as... Do they rank up there with, like, if you had a Babe Ruth Pokemon comp, what would it be?
I believe Logan Paul bought his base set Charizard first edition PSA 10 for like $1.2 million.
Oh my
what?
God!
Are you kidding?
And then there's some Illustrator Pikachus that were special one-off prints that like $1.5, $1.6, depending upon the grade.
Maybe a
like if you walked into a bar with those, could you pick up chicks with those cards?
Probably not.
That's unfortunate. That's too bad. Well, you need to work on that. That seems like a good way to maybe just have introduction. Just kind of throw your cards around.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Here it is.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about your wife. Who cares about that? All right, guys. Well, thank you. Good luck with your Pokemon. Yeah, take
go
care.
Have a Pokemon battle.
They're weed whacking, Corby.
So, yeah, and the guy next to us is doing anime, which he's an Eagles guy, right?
That's our friend Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ray.
Yeah.
All right, well, party on.